Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the New York Mets and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carl Everett. Batting second. The third baseman, Edgardo Alfonso. Batting third. The DH, Bernard Gilkey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Butch Husky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Todd Pratt. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Lopez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Ordonez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Brian Bohannon. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting third. The DH, Geronimo Baroa. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 7th. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Kribda. And now, play ball. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Everett for the out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baroa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is hit by the pitch. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is called out on strikes. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripken scores. Hoyles scores. Rebule moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rebule scores. Bordick moves to third. Anderson moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0-1 in the game. Hammonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barroa is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordonez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 0-1 in the game. Everett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Krivda. Everett moves to second. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 0-1 in the game. Alfonso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Mets nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into right field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0-1 in the game. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 0-1 in the game. Husky hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilkey. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Gilkey steals second. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 0-1 in the game. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gilkey scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 0-1 in the game. McCray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ochoa moves to second. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ochoa scores. McCray moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Mets 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. Jeff Rebule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rebule takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rebule moves to second. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Husky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Anderson for the out. Rebule moves to third. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rebule scores. It's 5-2, Orioles. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berroa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 0 for 2 in the game. Alfonso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gilkey takes first base on ball 4. Alfonso moves to second. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 0 for 2 in the game. Husky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfonso scores. Gilkey moves to second. It's 5-3, Orioles. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Pratt reaches second base with a double. Gilkey scores. Husky goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 5, Orioles, 5. Terry Matthews now pitching. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ochoa hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCray takes first base on ball 4. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Husky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Orioles 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Everett hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Everett scores. It's 6-5, Mets. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Gilkey hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Alfonso moves to second. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Corey Little now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hoyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rabule hits a ball on the ground towards first. Husky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rabule for the out. Hoyles moves to second. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Bordick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lopez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Anderson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Orioles 5. The Mets will come to bat. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hammond's. Ochoa reaches second base with a double. Alan Mills now pitching. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Mills. Ochoa moves to third. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. McRae steals second. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Anderson. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Ochoa scores. McRae scores. It's 8-5, Mets. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Everett strikes out. Two outs. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lopez scores. Ordonez moves to second. It's 9-5, Mets. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gilkey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ordonez scores. Alfonso moves to second. It's 10-5, Mets. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Husky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hammonds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alfonso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berroa hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0-for-3 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Orioles 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tony Tarasco now playing right field. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ochoa is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarasco. McRae reaches second base with a double. Luis Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lopez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-3 in the game. Surhoff strikes out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rabule is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rabule hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Orioles 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carl Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Everett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edgardo Alfonso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alfonso is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Alfonso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Everett moves to third. Bernard Gilkey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilkey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gilkey hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-5, Mets. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husky is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Husky hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pratt hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 13, and the Orioles 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Anderson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-6, Mets. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Berroa hits a fly ball into left field. Everett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 13, and Baltimore Orioles, 6. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.